Oh, come on, we can do better than that. The song said, I got to praise and I got to get it out. Amen. Anybody come here today with praise on your lips and praise in your heart because how good your God has been? Amen, amen, amen. The children are ready. The question is, are you ready? Amen, amen. Hopefully you're like me. Anytime I get ready to go to the house of the Lord, I get myself prepared. I don't come here and ask God to prepare me. I get prepared so when I get here, the power comes with me. Amen. When the power comes with you and you meet God's power, something is surely going to happen. Amen. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. Amen. Because the God we serve is alive, God. Amen. He's not dead. When we talk to our God, he talks back to us. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you today, say thank you, Master. Thank you for your presence. Thank you again for this opportunity to sit in your presence. And for you truly are a worthy God. And we pray that, Master, while we sit here as humans, people who don't have all of what we need but come to get everything that we do not have, we pray that you give those things to us so that we can be better for the kingdom. Not for selfish gain, but for the kingdom of God, we need to become better. We need to become stronger. We need to become wiser. We need to become bolder because this world is a world that's dying, a world that needs you. And our very existence is about helping this world. So give us what we need while we're here so that when we leave these four walls, we can go out and do what you purpose for us to do in this world, which is to bring them unto you. We ask now these blessings in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 511.
All who've gone before us. And all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all.
No name higher than the name of our Lord and our Savior. If you know like me, when you find yourself in the midnight hour and there's a name that you need to call that can do something for you, you call on his name. You don't call on daddy, you don't call on mama, because sometimes in that midnight hour when you all by yourself, there's only one name that you can call. And the name is Jesus, amen. And when you call on that name, he shows up. And when he show up, he shows up with power. And ask the people that I'm used to, they say that he shows up and show out. And that's the kind of God that I serve. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 We're not going to do the pastoral prayer at this point. We're moving to right before we preach so we can save some time. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask that the officers would go ahead and come now for the purpose of tithing and offering. We ask that the choir would give us a selection. Amen. Father God, we come down to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that as the song said, that they will become a blessing to someone. that it'll change their lives and change perhaps the way they see you, so they'll know that you yet still have all power. We ask now on these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart sing amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Give God some praise in here. Give God some praise in here. Amen. Amen. Now that was impressive. Amen. 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 You know, the old drum major kicked in. I was sitting there waiting. I said, I wonder if they're going to hit that high note. Them babies killed that high note. Amen. Glory be to God. Give them another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. 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 Now, I promise I won't be before you long. Amen. I know it's late in the hour already. B took up all of my time, but she and I will talk later. Amen. Amen. I taught the preachers how to do a 3-minute sermon. Amen. So I guess I'm in class today. Amen. 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 As we will try our best to cut this down. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. Thank you for your very presence here. For Master, it does our hearts good to see your children growing spiritually. And Master, it does our soul even better to see the church growing in the direction that you have it to grow in. Thank you, Master, for all that you're doing with us all. For we're nothing but a group of sinners who's trying to make it to heaven. It's your grace and your mercy that give us righteousness. Not we ourselves, for we do not have the power to make ourselves clean. But it's the power of the blood that was shed by Jesus that washes us all clean. Take a black soul and make it pure and white as snow. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being our God. And we pray now, Master, that you speak to your people through this message so they'll have something to hold on through the week, for the enemy is very busy. But if they have you, they'll have everything that they need. We ask now on these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Every heart say, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Philippians 4, 8 and 9 reads, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And verse 9 read, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. 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 Just for a few moments, as you probably can recognize, for those of you who were here last Sunday, this is a continuation of the sermon from last Sunday. This is part two of God's sovereignty is the foundation of my sanity. And if I had to give this portion of the sermon a title, I would title it The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. In part one, we talked about Paul was in a complicated situation where he was under house arrest. And he was chained to a prison guard who was with him every day, all day, for 2 years. We related this situation to overcoming the presence of the Antichrist in our lives. I stated that the Antichrist is one who is a person who's hateful, revengeful, and who falsely take positions as prophets and saviors of God's people. And they also falsely take power politically and socially. They are people who consider themselves to be prophets of God, but have no fruit of being a prophet of God. We propose to you that our peace and our joy is found in Christ and not in people or things. Lord, have mercy. Let me say that again, because somebody needs to hear that. Our peace and our joy is not found in people or in things. Our peace and our joy is found in Christ Jesus. I also talked to you about how we respond to situations in our lives, and I stated that if you are a child of God, when situations come up, you ought to be gracious. Amen. And I know that's tough, but he not only asks for us to be gracious, but he asks for us to also be patient. Many of us, we want God to rush through storms. We want things to be over fast. We want things like we do when we put food in the microwave. We want it done quick. But sometimes God needs to take his time, because there's some stuff in you that God needs to get rid of. And sometimes it takes longer to get rid of that stuff than it does for him to do it quickly. And I know that we don't like going through pain and we don't like suffering, but as children of God, there's some things that you got to suffer and there's some things that you must go through. But one thing that we ought to always remember is that he is yet still our God. I talked to you about us having faith in him and trusting in him. And I talked to you that faith is the fact that there are no facts that God has ever delivered you out of a certain situation. And I also said that trust means that there's facts that God has delivered you out of some situation and you believe that God can do it again. So faith is having faith in something that's never happened in your life. And trust is trusting that God done it once, he'll do it again. Yes. Anybody here know that God will do it again? Yes. Anybody been through some stuff and when you're going through, you look back to what God has already brought you out of, and you remember that if he can bring me out of that, he can certainly bring me out of this. Yes. Positive thinking should be grounded in our belief that God is still yet God. And besides him, there is no other. There's no more powerful power in this world. There's no power greater than he is. We should always be positive in our thinking. And not only should we be positive in our thinking, our actions should match our thinking. That's what Paul is talking about here in this scripture. He's talking about us always having a positive mindset no matter what we're going through. The growth question here is, how can Paul be so positive when it seems like his life is falling apart? He's chained to a prison guard, which means when Paul brushes teeth, the prison guard is there. When Paul goes to sleep, the prison guard is there. When Paul gets up, the prison guard is there. When Paul takes a bath, the prison guard is there. When Paul wants to relieve himself, the prison guard is there. I said that to say to you, some of us are going through things in our life and it seems like we can't shake what's oppressing us. It seems like we can't get rid of what's holding us down. Paul wants you to know, no matter how bad it looks, think positive. Amen. Think positive. People of the church have become like people of the world. When the wind blows in our life, we think about the stuff we're going through versus focusing on who can deliver us from it.
When you're a child of God, you ought to think on those things that are good. Think on those things that are positive. Think on those things that are bring praise to your lips. Because I'm going to tell you, if you go ahead and praise God, he'll get in your situation.
Amen.
That's what Paul is sharing here. That you stop looking at your storms and start realizing who can carry you through your storms is your Lord and Savior, you will start acting a little bit different. His sovereignty ought to be the foundation of your sanity. That's why I have a little problem when I hear Christians saying they can't handle what they're going through, when the Bible teaches us that God will never put more on you than you can bear. Because first of all, it ain't you who's bearing it anyway. It's him who's carrying you through it. Somebody ought to get this thing right. You don't have enough power to go through life issues, but God has enough power to carry you through it.
Amen.
Somebody need to hear me in here. I'm talking to somebody who's going through some stuff and you trying to make all the decisions by yourself. Let me help you, baby. You can't. Let me help you right now. You can't do it because you don't know what's going to happen in the next second. But God knows what the rest of your life is going to be like. So you may as well go ahead and give it to him and let him handle it. Paul says, be positive. He said, I can be positive because I don't focus on my situation. I don't focus on that which is causing me trouble. I don't focus on that which in my life is not right. But what I will focus on, I will focus on my Lord and my Savior. For doing nothing wrong, doing everything right, but because somebody don't like him and don't like what he's saying, they want to arrest him. Let me tell you something. You don't necessarily have to go to jail for somebody to arrest you. People can arrest you spiritually.
Amen.
Huh? People can arrest you spiritually. They'll have you afraid to say something. They'll have you afraid to move. They'll have you afraid to use the gift that God has given unto you. But Paul wants you to understand, when it comes to somebody trying to oppress you, don't look at them.
Amen.
Look to the hills from whence cometh all thy help.
Amen.
I didn't say some of your help. All of your help comes from where?
The Lord.
It comes from the Lord. So why are we concerned about people? Why are we concerned about things?
Come on.
Why do we give importance to stuff that don't make any sense? Why do we give importance to things that does not have power when God says, I have all power in the palm of my hand? His sovereignty ought to be your sanity. It ought to be the foundation of your sanity. No matter what you go through, you know you got a God who can carry you through it. You know you got a God who will deliver you from it all. And then Paul says this in 8 and 9. And 9, he tells us this. If you not only think those things, but your actions start matching what you think, he said, God will be with you.
Yeah.
I think somebody missed what I just said. If your thoughts line up with your actions, which line up with God, Paul says, the God of peace, the one who can bring you peace in that situation,
yeah,
he will be with you. He didn't say he may be with you. He said he will be with you. If you don't believe me, take a look at the Bible. When David needed to kill Goliath, he got 5 smooth stones. Stones can't kill a giant. But a stone that's anointed by God can. Y'all missed that. When Samson was facing thousands of Philistine warriors, he grabbed the ass jawbone. A jawbone can't kill 1,000 soldiers, but a jawbone that's anointed by the power of God can. Somebody still hasn't gotten with me. When Elijah was oppressed and he was sitting beside the brook, and he needed the brook to give him nourishment, and somehow the brook dried up, God took a dirty bird, a raven, cleaned it up, a bird that don't share with anybody, and caused that bird to start feeding Elijah. Y'all still ain't heard me, because nobody said amen yet. Lord, let me go down your street. When you don't have money to pay your bills. But somehow, God made a way out of no way. It wasn't you who paid those bills. It was God who paid them. Somebody to give God some praise in here. When you needed your body to be healed. And the doctor said that you didn't have much time left. But for somehow, you outlived the time that the doctor gave you. Oh, somebody to give God some praise in here, because it wasn't you who healed your body. It was God. But if you think positively and your actions line up with your positivity, God says, I will get in your situation and all of your situations, I will bring peace. Anybody here need peace today? Anybody here got a situation that you need God to bring peace to? Anybody got some trouble in your land you need God to bring peace to? Well, he told you, if you think positively about him, trust in him, have faith in him, and watch. See, some of us, we don't watch. Some of us, we just pray. Y'all know what we do. We get down on our knees, and we say that old usual prayer. Same old repetitive prayer. You know, back in where I'm from, the old preacher said, God, if you go out to the nursing home and the hospitals and heal the sick, and they would say that same prayer every Sunday. Sometimes God needs you to get up and go out to the hospital or to the nursing home. But we will pray a prayer and won't watch. When he says, watch as well as praying. There used to be a time where I would pray and I would log my prayers in a book. And I need to start back doing it. I stopped doing that for some reason. I can't even tell you why I stopped. But I would log my prayers in a book. And after I prayed them, I would sit and watch and see what God would do. And I would, you know, sometimes like all of us, I get impatient and waiting on God. But then I would start going back and praying that prayer. God said, don't pray it to me again. I heard you the first time. That's why I told you to watch. Some of us paying repetitive prayers, we don't need to pray it again. God said, be quiet, be still, shut up, sit down, and watch. God said, if you are patient enough, if you are gracious enough, if you are appreciative enough, and you prayed your prayer to me, he said, sit back and watch. And watch me move. He says, when the power come in, I'll heal. When the power come in, I'll deliver. When the power comes in, I will make a way. When the power comes in, I'll destroy. When the power comes in, I will build up. When the power come in, I'll tear it down. When the power comes in, I'll stand it up. So when people come, it'll never leave. And when the flood come in and rush against you, he said, I'll raise a standard. In other words, he'll take you to another height where your enemies can't even get to you. All if you realize that his sovereignty is your sanctity. The doors of my Father's house are now open, if there will be one. The time is now. The Bible says, come while he can be found, for surely shall come a time when he cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open, if there will be one to join today.
hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for speaking to us that we ought to be positive in our thinking, positive in our actions, and even positive in our reactions. For if all of these line up, you promise to be with us. Not only do you promise to be with us, but you promise to bring peace to our situations. As we leave this place to go to face our situations, we pray that you be with us, that you bring peace, joy, and understanding in all things, that we may face while we're outside of this church. Give us the power, give us the strength to overcome that which stands before us. And we ask now that you watch over us, protect us, and keep us. Because in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Yeah.